House Bill 4135 would establish the first Thursday in May as the West Virginia Day of Prayer. Under current West Virginia law, there are six special memorial days recognized by the state. Those include Native American Indian Heritage Week, Susan B. Anthony Day, Pearl Harbor and Military Appreciation Week, Vietnam Veteran Recognition Day, Purple Heart Recognition Day, and Korean War Recognition Day. This bill would add another special memorial day to be known as the West Virginia Day of Prayer. The date would coincide with the National Day of Prayer, observed also on the first Thursday of May. The bill's lead sponsor, Delegate Peggy Smith of Lewis County, says she came up with the idea a few years ago after attending National Day of Prayer festivities.
I thought of this, I was leaving the courthouse, the Lewis County Courthouse, one day after we had the National Day of Prayer ceremony. It was a wonderful event, and I was attending with my mother and my husband. And I thought, we really need the same day to correspond in West Virginia as our own day of prayer. So I've been introducing that bill, and we will now have, should it pass the Senate, the West Virginia Day of Prayer every year.
The National Day of Prayer, according to its website, was established as an annual event in 1952 by a joint resolution of the United States Congress and signed into law by President Harry S. Truman. Smith says that events on the state level would be very similar to national ones.
Well, at least in Lewis County, we always have a day where we meet at the courthouse. There's a lot of prayer, a lot of singing, a lot of holding hands, and praising God for the wonderful state that we have and the wonderful nation that we have, and asking God to keep us going and keep us the free nation that we are.
The bill was passed unanimously and moves on to the Senate. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.